Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Oh yeah. What's up, Jay?
Oh, not much. Just once again computer problems, but at least they're fixed before the podcast this time. We hope.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
That's right.
Unintentionally, I have all blue on and you kind of got a green going on a little
green
bit.
Motif.
Yeah.
this is actually a gray long sleeve tee, but it kind of looks green because of the hat.
With the hat, yeah. I dig it.
That's funny though.
Why not?
You went super short, I went super long.
That's true. I'm in a tank top, Jason. Well, now you're used to long sleeves because of your job, right? Because of the landscape.
That is true. Yeah, I wear like a long sleeve every day outside.
I was mowing my mom's lawn the other day, and I was thinking of you. I'm like, how can he even wear long sleeves? I mean, I never wore those type of shirts, so I guess they got to be somewhat airy or whatever, like breathable, or else you'll just be pouring sweat. I just had a sweatband on to collect some sweat, and I ended up running out of gas. Having to get the gas can, drive to the store to get gas, come back, finish the front yard.
Dude, that's I have like a wicked gnarly tan on my hands. I don't know if this picks up on in the camera for those of you watching, but my hand is significantly darker than my arm.
All right. I see the line there. Okay.
That's from where my long sleeve comes over me.
My daughter, though, has some nice tan legs, because usually we keep her in the onesie that has no pants or whatever.
Oh, I got some tan legs. I got some. You can also see where that changes.
Look at this. What was this podcast to become? You wear some short shorts while doing the lawn work.
It's true. Long sleeve, short shorts. That's the only way.
You ever think about you ever see those videos with the people that just post like mowing lawns? Like it's almost like ASMR, like people like to watch to see the lawns get mowed.
I've seen people post a lot of videos of like weed eating and stuff.
Right.
This one guy like cleans up people's yards for free and like,
right,
a whole video on it.
That's what I was gonna say. And I assume he gets paid through like the ads on the video itself.
Yeah, that's kind of what his name is.
Right. Yeah. And then you get exposure, of course, for your brand, and then maybe you recommend it. Oh, he did a good job. Like, I'll hire him for this.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes me so much time to do everything else. I couldn't imagine setting up cameras every 5 minutes, every time I change positions, just to film it.
Right, right. That's what I said. The list, like, oh, it took me 6 hours to do this. It's like, probably would have taken three, but because of filming.
Who knows? But yeah, it's crazy.
Anyways, what else you got going on? Anything
so
this week?
In the spirit of Halloween, I've been trying to watch the new Castlevania Nocturnia? I don't remember the exact subtitle, but the new Castlevania series on Netflix. I'm assuming you haven't checked it out, because I think last week we talked, you said you no longer have Netflix.
Netflix was canceled for now.
So
I can't watch it yet. I will eventually see it, but yeah,
more time.
That's
I'm on like episode 3. I keep falling asleep.
Oof.
Because I go to bed at like 9:30 now. My whole schedule's completely shifted. I used to be like such a night owl, and I would stay up, like 1-2 in the morning, and now like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm all like, tonight at like 9:45, I was like, oh God, I got a podcast in 15 minutes. I gotta wake up.
Get some coffee going.
Well, I don't drink coffee, so that doesn't happen. But anyway, so it's really good so far. I like all the characters. I'm excited to see like how cool Richter becomes over the series. But yeah, it's pretty good so far. You know, if you've seen the first, what was it, 1, 2, or 3 seasons?
Yeah, I think it was 3.
Then you got a pretty good idea of what's coming. It's just a different story with different characters.
Yeah, it's good to see that, the franchise is going strong on the Netflix and people are digging it.
The one thing that drives me crazy is Simon is my favorite Belmont. Why do they keep shying away from his story? We got Trevor, we got Richter. Oh, I need Simon's story.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it keeps going well. We'll get Simon's.
Let's hope.
I didn't get to watch that, but we did watch on Hulu. They had an exclusive Hulu scary movie called No One Will Save You. I believe that was the name of it. Has to do with alien abduction.
Oh, God. pretty good? Was it terrifying?
It was interesting. It's the way it's kind of broken up. Like the first act was pretty terrifying, and then it kind of took a turn a little bit, got more a little like action based, and then on the end it was kind of like a little off the rails. But I will say they did a great job. There's almost barely any speaking in this, and to tell a story without speaking, is pretty good. They did a good job with it.
We should try a podcast like that. Or it's just like, this is getting weird.
That's it. I mean, the girl, it's a girl is the main character, and you know, she's like making grunts and like like running or whatever, but there's no like, hey, get away from me, or like whatever she would say to an alien.
Go away, you alien.
Right. But we watched that. There's quite a few, you know, movies I want to check out still for the spooky season. So I'm going to try to do that. I have been watching it. I don't think he's been uploading every day, but Cinemassacre's Monster Madness has always been a great tradition for October. Usually he does. This is James Ralph's, you know, AVGM, but he'll do movie reviews every day of October. It's kind of gone downhill periodically. So he did put up a good one about the original Addams Family, like from the 60s.
Okay.
And that was like maybe a 10-minute episode. Me and my wife watched that. But he didn't put anything up today. So maybe it's a different upload schedule or whatever. But
I'll check out the Addams Family one. The other thing I saw that looked interesting, for those of you watching the YouTube, I saw Tom DeLonge post about this Hellier season one.
Okay.
And it's a he calls it the best nonfiction paranormal docuseries I've ever seen. So.
And what's is that streaming on something?
I'm thinking, if I remember correctly, it is on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I have that. So.
So, but it's about these little, like, they call them gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This it's some kind of little monster in Hellier, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. So that's why the series is called Hellier.
Yeah, and they're like these little cave monsters.
All right.
So yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm planning on it.
Okay, that's a good one too. Yeah, I would like to check out. Some older, I was watching X-Files for a little bit, but I would also like to check out other, like, you know, Tales from the Crypt, Twilight Zone. Like, those are always classics to go back to. What was another one? There was a few. I saw a picture and it brought back memories of what the series was. They were kind of like, they were monsters and they were the host. It was like another anthology type series, like, you know, Creep Show or Tales from the Crypt. But the monsters were the host of it. Again, short stories for each episode there. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to see if that's streaming anywhere. There's so many different streaming platforms to get stuff. It's like, oh, I don't know if I'm subscribed to that. So
I don't have Hulu, but all we have is NBC. Netflix and Prime.
Okay.
Yeah, but we are currently not. We are in our last month of Netflix. We actually canceled it. So.
Yeah, we ended up canceling that. We did get a free month of Peacock streaming.
Oh, that's what I have. Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah. And say when we bought our Halloween Horror Night tickets, they threw that in for free. So if anything's on there, we're going to try to check that out.
But what sucks is I just recently started watching a lot of Seinfeld, so I'm going to be sad when I can't watch that on Netflix anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah, my wife would watch a ton of that and Frasier as well.
I used to watch Frasier back in the day when I was a kid.
So I was like, oh, interesting. It was, she's been watching, usually to fall asleep now, Home Improvement.
Oh, that's amazing. I try to get my wife to watch TV with me, but she does not like to watch TV in bed. But like, that's like my favorite thing to do.
Right, like you like fall asleep with it on,
oh, dude, like a so sleeper. Fast, yeah, yeah, absolutely, like puts me to sleep like so quick.
Usually, I'll just you know, have my phone in bed just because it's quicker or whatever,
right?
I could see it easier because I do need glasses, so it's hard to see the TV.
I just don't like to hold my phone or prop it up against the pillow. I just rather look at the television. I'm lazy, right.
Makes sense. What else has been going on? I stayed up late last night to like, I want to say it was almost 2 a.m.
Jeez, what were you doing, bro?
I was, the wife went to bed, I think at like 10, maybe 10:30. So I was trying to,
stay up too late.
I was trying to edit some videos and then I started playing one of my games. I've been playing Cathedral on Switch. It's a mix between Shovel Knight and like a Metroidvania.
Okay.
And so I was trying to get through a new area and then I got to the boss of that area and I couldn't beat him. And I was just like trying over and over again. And I was like getting closer and I was like 2 o'clock. I was like, you know what? I gotta call it quits. I'm come back to it another night.
Did you have to work today?
No, I'm off today and I'm off tomorrow. So nice. That's why I was like, whatever. I got up at, I think I got up at 8 or so. Gwen sometimes will get up in her crib and she'll make some noises. And if no one comes, then she'll just like sit there until a certain amount of time passes and she's bored. So then she'll just start making noises.
Your child's like the best. My child would have screamed bloody murder until someone came and got her and she would not have stopped. Your child's like, cool, dad's not here. I guess I'll just play by myself for an hour or five.
We'll see. She's been super like mobile now. She's been crawling everywhere and she'll crawl and then put her little hands up and like pull up. So I usually try to edit on the coffee table and it's tough with her around because I'll have like my external drive out and she loves wires and cords. Yeah. So she'll like go at that and then I'll have my, you know, power supply in. She'll start biting that wire and I'm like, no, stop. Like, yeah. And then if I put her in a little playpen, she'll get upset because it's a smaller area. And I'm like,
yep. You're about to hit the hard times where you have to be like, it's funny. Like your house will turn into like this baby safe zone where you just don't have anything harmful around ever.
Oh yeah.
The wife, do you already have all the little things plugged into the outlets?
No, we got to get that and like the drawer or whatever the clothes.
I remember putting the drawer things on us. We actually still have them on.
Yeah. That. And then Steph ended up bringing home some, almost like pool noodles, but they're for like insulating pipes, like plumbing pipes, same thing, but they're black. So we were putting that on like the coffee table edges. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta, we had the crib, not the crib, but the playpen pushed up against, we have like a fireplace mantle type thing. And cause when she was roaming around, she'd go around it and get to the book. So I'm like, just push it up against there. But then I didn't think, and she fell in the pen thing and hit her head like where the fireplace mantle type thing is. So I had to put like a blanket behind that.
Dead like, with Russ and Jay.
That's it. So, hey, babies, they get a lot of bruises and they'll heal and they'll be okay.
And they also happen. Babies do happen.
Babies happen.
Hey, have you put up any Halloween decorations?
Yes. Not a whole lot. We brought from when we had our honeymoon 2 years ago. We got an Oogie Boogie little like stuffed doll. And then we have a Zero as well. And then she has these like porcelain pumpkins that go up in the kitchen. But us being at like a condo, we can't do any like outside decorations. I guess we could maybe hang something in the window.
Right.
But it's limited.
Yeah. So we today I came home and there was a huge spider web and a huge spider on my front porch that my wife had bought. And she also bought this little, it's like one of those little projector things and it projects like an image on the side of your house. So we have, it's like these three little ghosts that rotate around. So that's kind of fun. And we already had a couple of like lifetime, like probably like 4.5 foot skeletons that we put out. And a lot of the people in the neighborhood will change like the poses of them. So they're like doing something different every day.
Right.
We're not that fun. We just put ours out in one position. That's how they stay.
Gotcha.
Couple blowups, but our kids think it's pretty fun. So,
and would you say, because I feel like your area is a pretty good area for trick or treaters to come through.
Yeah, it's funny because like usually what happens is we have this large group. It's like this huge posse of all these kids and their parents, and we usually all just hang out together and like I'll bring a beer or two with me, and so like I'm you know, drinking and walking around my neighborhood while the kids are trick-or-treating. So that's kind of gives you a little buzz while you're, you know, wrangling kids.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty fun, but it's like this huge group of kids, and they all like are running from one house to the next. I'm sure like it probably makes it less fun for the families.
Okay.
Because they're getting everybody at once, and then like that's it.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. The family's giving out the candy.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, it's ongoing throughout the night. It's like, right, all right, you get everyone in 20 minutes.
Yep. Yep. And then moving on.
Yeah. I used to go around like my neighborhood when I was younger, and then my mom would bring me to my aunt's neighborhood. And then I'd do that area as well, kind of drop me off there. But you said I just ended up going alone. I didn't have like a posse or group of kids to go with. So. We'll see with Gwen. I think our plans are going to be, we're going to head up to David Apuzzo's house for this Halloween. Steph took off from work because usually she works till 5, and then it's hard to get up to where he lives. So she took off. So if I get out of work at 2 or whatever, we'll have time to drive up there. And then someone approached David and had asked him, and he was like, oh yeah, you guys have the car for Halloween. And I guess he remembered the Mario Kart car. One year when I was up there. So I'm going to drive the Mario car up there, and I park it like on Dave's grass and put the underglow lights on, the Mario music. So it's kind of good for the kids. And we'll hang out there for the night. Gwen has a, what do we get her? It's a ladybug costume.
My daughter is going to be a guinea pig, and my son's going to be Master Chief.
Okay. Well, now, How do you do a guinea pig? It's just like a fur outfit?
Yeah, it's like a big furry looking outfit. She just got a guinea pig. Her birthday is coming up this month, the 15th.
Okay.
She'll be 10. Unbelievable. Can't believe I have a freaking 10-year-old. Blows my mind. So she got a guinea pig, and she was just like, I want to be a guinea pig. I'm like, cool.
Here you go. Is she going to bring the guinea pig along for a trick-or-treat?
No, Lordy, no.
Where'd your son find the Master Chief costume?
TJ Maxx.
Really? TJ Maxx? Oh.
Yeah, okay. It was like $10.
What?
Yeah. We found this like little helmet that was laying around. It was like the mask.
Yeah.
And it has like the dark gold.
Yes.
And I was like, hey Colin, check this out. You can like see through it. And he put it on, he's like, wow, you can see through it. And he's like, I want one of these. So then he's like, Mom, I want this Master, you know, this Halo outfit. So we got it for him. Which now, makes me happy because I love Halo.
I was going to say, has he ever played Halo? Like, how did he learn about Halo? He just doesn't know.
He just liked the character, the way it looked. So I'm gonna have to pick up the Xbox for him and let him shoot some Covenant.
There you go. Yeah, we got a few costumes at Costco. Actually, they've had them out. We put them out in like early September, maybe even
late August,
honestly.
Yeah.
And they'll have, you know, the generic ones out there. But they had a Sonic the Hedgehog one that looked pretty sweet.
Nice.
Like it was like, you know, a spandex outfit with like big boots and then like a little spike thing. I was like, it's got to be cool for a kid.
When's the last time you've been to like Lowe's or Home Depot?
Maybe 2 weeks ago. We went to Home Depot and they did have the giant skeleton in stock. I think there was like 3 or 4 of them.
It's funny because they have, I know for a fact our Lowe's on one side has like all these Christmas trees and the other side has all this Halloween. It's like, man, they just shove holidays down your throat the second they can.
Like, get it now. Get your stuff.
Spend. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. What else? I had gone to Spirit Halloween as well. And we browsed around there. I actually had to go back with my friend. He was filming a video and needed to pick up like a fake skull. And I was like, oh, I need to get Monster Hands. I just finished filming tonight. There's a contest that I try to do every year. I missed it last year, but a local brewery called Two Roads Brewery in Stratford does a Halloween contest because they have a beer that comes out called Rhodes Mary's Baby instead of Rosemary.
Yeah.
Two Roads. Okay, that's the connection. So they do film a short horror movie, 4 to 7 minutes, and you have to include the beer. They give you a coaster, a magnet, and then you have to include a line that's like the road less traveled or something like that is their slogan. And then you submit it, And then they have a little festival on Friday night where you watch everyone's film. And then they announce first, second, third. So then on Saturday night, you can go back and they just play first, second, and third movies.
So how do you think you did this year, Russ?
I went for a more comedy approach.
Okay.
On it, because it's tough to do like straight scary with me, at least. Like, even so the first one I did was the 8-bit Jason. It's called 8-bit Slasher.
It right. Has, I remember
and
that.
It has Jason in it, and I'm running from it, and I'm just like, you know, like smiling, like I'm not like fearful or whatever. Yeah. So, but it was fun making that, and that video of me making the costume is blown up on my channel. So I had a good time making that. And then the next one I made with my wife in like 2 days. Like, it was like the last week we shot it, and it was a little attempt to be scary, and I thought it came out all right. And this one I had planned to do the last year, but we didn't have time. I bought the mask when I was in Virginia Beach, and I didn't realize what it was a mask of. But if you've seen the movie Trick or Treat, the character Sam in it, it's his mask. But without, he's like a pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's him without the burlap sack. It's just a pumpkin mask. So
right.
I was like, oh, this would be cool, like mask. So I ended up putting him in the pumpkin mask. And then my friend Tom Bowman does custom clothes. So it's the pumpkin mask with the Captain N jacket.
Okay.
And then monster hands. So that's the costume that he's wearing. So we shot all that today. I edited most of it. It's due Monday, so I got to finish it up tomorrow and submit it.
Great. And then, well, good luck, man. Hopefully this year's your year.
Yeah, we'll see if we win. And then obviously I'm going to have it uploaded on my YouTube Halloween special. You'll be able to see the short on there. So should be a good one. And I'm hoping to do my NES Jason cosplay. I'll shoot some of the video. I'm not going to be able to edit it, but I have to dye the costume and paint it, because this Saturday, I'm leaving for California.
Dang, Russ has got the jet set life. Russ, do you remember a couple years ago? This just popped into my head. It was like I was going to be YouTuber of the month, and then I did this really stupid thing where I told people to go vote for me, and I put them in a thing to get cereal. Then people like frowned upon that. It was right. Just like, I just wasn't thinking, you know what I mean? So I just like opened my mouth before I thought about what I was saying. And I guess it was like frowned upon, like, was it very like sportsmanlike to like entice people to vote for you? But I assumed if you're on my channel, I'm probably going to vote for me anyway. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So later down the road, I guess I get resubmitted.
Yes.
And I think it was during Halloween. So like you and I came up with like this like skit where like Freddy or Jason or somebody was like, I think it was Freddy.
Okay.
He was like attacking me, and I had like this shirt that was ripped and it said like I love Russ Lyman on it or something. And I remember there was this one you did like a green screen.
Okay.
And I think you had like a Freddy pop that you were using.
Yes. Yes.
Freddy. And I remember after watching it, there was a line in there you used. I don't remember exactly what you said, but I was like, man, we should have like referenced, how do you like my power glove, or, you know, something like that, you know?
Right.
And I don't know. I always said that was like a missed opportunity.
And we did we do it? So it was for YouTuber of the month. So I wonder, was I hosting
then? I think you were hosting. Yeah.
So I wonder if it's on my, channel somewhere.
I don't know. I just randomly popped in my brain, so I had to mention it.
I had watched it today for whoever took over YouTuber of the month, and they switched it for October and called it Ghoultuber of the month. So I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, YouTuber of the month. I remember when that was like, I don't know.
I didn't even know what it was. Like, if someone had mentioned to me that I was nominated, and I was like, because I assumed I was like, like straight from YouTube.
Yeah.
Like it's like sweet thing. But I was like, oh, it's just like something someone put together, essentially.
Yeah. You're a great host. I was so mad at myself when I screwed myself over. I basically just took myself out of the running, you know? Like, well, fine. Just take me out.
I'm trying to see if I can find the video here and see if it's
in hindsight. What I wish I would have been on is like, hey, go vote for whoever you think's the best, and I'll still put you in this.
Okay, here we go. I think I can share it, and you guys will be able to hear it.
Sweet.
I'm 100%. No, I'm not sure though. Let's see. We'll share. You should be able to see.
He's 100% not sure.
Not sure if you can hear the. Oh, here we go. So,
guys, thanks so much for checking out this video, trying to help out the retro gaming community and find some new content that you guys can check out. If you haven't checked out September's YouTuber of the Month, NES Addict was the winner.
Oh, Lord.
Jay. He just released a new episode in series called Nintendo Auto.
I just started it. Wow, it was a young Jay.
Because I sing the theme song.
So I wonder if we did it the prior year. Lionel.
But so let's see. I'm just going to scroll through. Winner. Let's check out the nominees. All right.
So maybe we did it in September?
Maybe.
I'm trying to see the skit after there.
Maybe it was.
Oh, yeah, because maybe then that's you were nominated in September, but won for October.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
All right, so let's see. Let me open up September and see if we could find this here. Yeah, it's funny that this show is still going. They ended up using my theme song. I did a theme song for
a couple years.
For like 3 years, yeah. Like after I won, Do You Nerd took over. And then after them was Gaming Off the Grid. Ended up being the next host of YouTuber of the Month. Yes, here we go. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, because you got the Jason shirt on or Freddy shirt on.
Can I go full screen? Yeah, maybe we see it. Yeah, okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Gamers, Russ Lyman here, and welcome to YouTuber of the Month, September edition.
Let's see some bad acting by Jay.
Might not have known, you can either vote in the comments below.
It's YouTuber
of the Month.
What's YouTuber of the Month, you ask? Well, it's a show we host here on YouTube with channels that have less than 2,000 subscribers, have
young
an on-screen Russ presence,
right,
and send them a text message
ahead
and let them know. Right, let's see what he has
to say. I think I'm like dreaming or sleeping.
Oh, yeah, look at the shirt.
Yeah.
I love Russ Lyman.
Who is waking me up?
I think I got the jams on and everything.
Oh, look, it's Russ Lyman. Hey, Jay. Congrats. You won YouTuber of the Month?
Yes.
No way.
Love that reaction.
Whoa,
no way.
Weird. How did I get in my game room? When did I put this shirt on? The last time I had this on, I was in a Russ Lyman video. Oh, well, I guess I'm YouTuber of the Month. The scariest part about that is having to choose the nominees. Up first, we have BP Retro Power.
All right, then what is it
for
at
starters,
the end?
Brandon Price is just an... Oh, man, being YouTuber of the Month really is a bad dream. Now I'm going to deliver on my promise of all that and more next. And where the heck did I get this scratch on my neck?
I'll tell you, there's a real story behind that scratch.
Jay, looks like you're YouTuber yes. of the Month. That's a lot of commitment. You sure you're going to be able to follow through? You are the NES addict, right? So let's make sure you're playing with power.
There's the guts.
It was all a dream.
There's a nipple shot.
Whoa. Well, that was weird. Well, you guys know what to do.
Well, that was weird.
Man. Yeah, I miss making these little skits for the YouTuber of the Month.
That's why I used to actually try.
That was a good time. Yeah,
committed to sure. that scream, huh?
So where'd you get that cut that you incorporated into the video?
Okay, so one of my really good friends, his son had this birthday party at this. It was like a kid's gym or something. So at part of the party, they take this big parachute. And you have to walk in this big circle, right?
Okay.
So we're walking in this big circle, and all of a sudden I feel this sharp pain in my neck. And they had this stupid shelf, like neck high, and I ran right into the dang thing. And that's what caused that big scar. I still have the scar somewhere on my neck today. So every time I'm hanging out with my friend Nick, I'm like, hey, remember when I got this scar at your kid's birthday?
Thanks for that. Always remember your party.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that was a good time. Good look back in there. Halloween themed.
Had no gray in the beard at that point.
That's true. David Apuzzo did tell me he was like, he had nice, dark beard. And then with Kylie, boom, gray.
It happens, dude.
So
stress me out.
I'm kind of in the middle right here. It's edging up a little bit on the side. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we are in our 40s, Russ. So I don't know how that happened.
You get any of the Just for Men, you just brush in?
Nah. Let it ride.
Let it ride. Sweet. Well, hey, we appreciate everyone hanging out, listening to us Babylon for a bit. Warp Pipe Wednesdays are every Wednesday, or you could check the full podcast every Saturday for the weekly Warp Pipe. What else we got here? You can check out the website, too. We got the weeklywarppipe.com. And please call us. Someone call us. Leave us a voicemail. We got a phone number, 949-682-9277. You can leave a voicemail. You could text it as well if you don't want to talk.
Do something.
Read your text on there. And then a quick shout out to Patreon supporters, Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Livinggood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16 for help supporting the show. If you guys want to support, check out patreon.com/RussLyman. And as always, guys, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit. We'll see you next week.